You eat well, you work out, but did you know 99% of Americans are still mineral deficient? That's where Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder comes in. It's your daily foundation for better mood, natural energy, immune support, and nervous system balance. Formulated from nature and backed by science, it's a simple habit that makes a big impact. Because your body doesn't make minerals, and today's food and water don't supply enough, with Concentrace, you'll feel the difference. Go to TraceMinerals.com and start with minerals. Start with Concentrace. Feel off? Tired? Moody? You might be missing minerals because 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps support energy, mood, and immunity from the inside out. Go to TraceMinerals.com and feel the difference minerals make.
Real talk. What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group,
this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care.
No, but we want you here.
Yeah. Welcome to
You
Can Sip With Us. I'm Call.
I'm Ash. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm pretty good.
How's the fam? How's the household? Because you guys have been very ill. Oh,
all of them. I just heard them go whoop, 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 whoop.
Ding,
all my texts
ding,
finally
ding,
just
ding,
got
ding,
through
ding,
the
ding.
Calling.
So windfall of text messages.
Yeah. So if you guys are not on Patreon, you need to be. patreon.com/youcansipwithus, $5 a month, 4 extra episodes plus all of the back. But over there last week, everyone heard how damn sick we have been. And we got COVID on like after Christmas. Then we recovered from that. And then Mac got
just barely. Like not like for like
no.
for we a couple
in,
of hours.
We were still in quarantine. And and then Mac got a fever. And so we were like, shit, is he now getting COVID? We thought he had COVID. So we took him in. The kids actually never tested positive for COVID. So I don't know if they ever had it or not, or if it was just other bugs, but he did test positive for, thank you, babe, influenza A. So then I got influenza A. And I forget how awful the flu is, you know? So I went to the doctor yesterday and she was like, oh yeah, you know, they were like, oh good, you only have the flu as opposed to COVID. And she's like, yeah.
You're like, yeah, I've been there, done that.
Right.
Yeah, I was just there last week.
Yeah, I was like, oh, well, I did have that too.
I got a 2-for-1.
Yeah. But she was like, what happens a lot, like they're seeing sinus infections a lot with COVID, is it's this primary infection in your body and bacteria. She's like, bacteria likes to breed in moist, wet, wet places or whatever. And she's like, so when it's your body's fighting this other infection, bacteria goes up and it just like lives in your sinuses. And it's, you know, all the little white cell soldiers are fighting COVID. So this is a secondary infection and they don't have their full army to attack that. So I had a sinus infection and, you know, than the flu. So I was really feeling miserable and I've got some antibiotics under my belt and she gave me this pill that it's like Tamiflu, but Tamiflu is 2 pills a day for 5 days. This is 1 pill once and it doesn't kill the flu, she said, but it stops it from being able to replicate. And when it can't replicate, it dies. And you also you're not contagious. You can't pass it. You're not a carrier anymore.
Yep.
So I did that. If you guys get the flu, I would recommend it, but it is expensive and we didn't have insurance for it. I don't know what the hell is going on with our insurance, but so I ended up being like, it was like $94 or something. I was like, just whatever. Just like make me feel better. Just give
yeah,
it to
anything.
Me. Whatever.
Blank
so,
check.
And I also was like, hey, I'm supposed to be traveling next week. Like, and I had so much pain in my head. I was like, I don't even know if I can be at, you know, 2,000 feet, let alone 36,000 or whatever the airplane's going to be.
My head's going to explode.
So she's like, oh yeah, 5 days from now, you'll be good as new. So that's where I'm at. Mac is great. Rev's still good. John.
Oh, Mac is great.
Good.
He's like better.
He's got like snot still a little bit. I think he probably has a sinus infection.
Yeah.
Because he had so much snot. This is going to be for sure disgusting. I don't know if I believe in TMI, but if one did, this would probably
Just hit the skip button if you are sensitive to anything.
Yeah.
Okay. So 5, 3, 2, 1.
So much snot in his nose, and I would try to suck it from the you know, I bought that booger
the nose
blaster or whatever. Yeah, the nose bot. And I don't think it works as well as the nose Frida. I just it's still not as good.
Really?
Yeah, I think the Frida's the Frida's like the most powerful, I feel like.
Yeah.
So I was trying to nose Frida him.
You gotta, you know, it's like tying down a greased piglet. And it takes lots of arm holding and all the things, but then you, but it's more, the end outcome's more effective.
Yes.
Okay, I hear you.
Except, so you could hear Max snot and you could, I mean, it was draining from his nose, but when I would go in there with the Frida, I would suck relatively hard and nothing would come out and he would gag. And then a couple times he threw up. So I feel like his snot or mucus was like deep in his sinuses or something, because it wasn't where I could, like, nothing would come into the nose Frida.
Yeah.
So I feel like anything sitting that deep in his sinuses, and he doesn't know how to blow his nose, right? Like, nothing's clearing. So no. I think he's probably got a sinus infection. So we probably got to take him back and get him
ironed out. But Rev, and then John never got the flu.
Never got the flu. Yes. Yeah. Unless he had it before, you know?
Right.
Because he also felt real miserable with COVID, which John and sickness, like, just doesn't happen. Max no longer going to daycare, so he'll be home now. Rev will still go. And we're just hoping, you know.
Do you still have the other nanny, or will you have help for Mac?
Yes. So she actually was in the interim going to be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then the interim, when we brought Mac home, was going to help us do Monday and Friday. And now she's like, actually, I'd kind of like it like indefinitely. So she's going to work with us now for five days a week with Mac. And she's so good. Like, she does the laundry. She does my, like, one of the things I asked her to do was help put my laundry away. So she's like that. She cooks. She's gluten-free. So she's like, hopefully.
She gets it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's where we're at. Where are you at? How's your house?
Good. We're fine.
Are you still in quarantine?
No.
There was like a... No. Okay.
No. And I... there was this... Oh, I had a friend who...
And I guess you weren't in quarantine, but there was like an
exposure.
We kind of were.
We had multiple... Yeah, we kind of were because we... I think I've talked about it here. I can't lose track of where I'm talking about things, but Ben's daycare... I mean, Omicron's everywhere.
Yeah.
And there've been a couple of like those emails, you know, the communication that we get that's like, hey, there's been a COVID exposure. If your kid was here, you can't come back for X amount of days. And then you need a negative test to come back.
Yeah.
And then when we lock down, you know, we want to make sure that we're not exposing anyone else. Mm-hmm. If we, because you're supposed to be, I don't know how it all works, but it feels like what I've heard anecdotally is like 2 days before you start showing symptoms is when you can actually like really spread it to people.
Oh.
And so then like 5 days after exposure is the best time to take a test. And I think that's I don't know. I don't want to spread like false info, but our daycare policy is we have to wait till day five to test to come back. And in those 5 days, we don't want to see anybody, grandparents, friends, nobody, because like, what
right. Because if it comes back positive, then.
Yeah. And so all those times we've been negative and no symptoms. Yes. But then we decided, because we have upcoming travel, we pulled Ben from daycare for a week so that we could just make sure everybody's healthy, make sure he's not like coming down with something when we're not home.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want that. Yep. Nothing spread to the grandparents. So we've just been a lot of family time. We've been in a bit of a juggle. We have had grandparents helping because we are not in any sort of recent exposure timeline.
Yeah, yeah, right.
And so, you know, we've got like, it's just sort of like kind of crazy madness a little bit. And also it's been good, but it hasn't necessarily been like easy, right?
Yeah.
I was going to read this, and this is just a shout out to like, I know it's every hard is relative. Everyone's got hard. We're in a global pandemic. It's hard.
Yeah.
But I have a friend who also has young ones under five, and she shared something on her stories from the New York Times, a post. And I read it and I was like, oh, wow. Yeah. This is like, I think if you don't have kids under five, you probably don't realize like, and I don't realize all the things that older kids are going through, like in
right.
schools and all that stuff, you know, but I definitely think anyway. So New York Times post, millions of parents of unvaccinated children under five are stuck in limbo during a rise of Omicron cases in the U.S., forced to wrestle with daycare closures and childcare crises as the rest of the world appears eager to move on. Mm. Tests are hard to come by. Daycare providers are strained. There are roughly 110,000 fewer people working in childcare now compared to February 2020. Isn't that insane?
Whoa.
Yes. Vaccines, a key part of the federal response to the COVID pandemic, has proven difficult to get right for young children. While shots are already available for those five and older, parents of children four and younger may have to wait months more for a vaccine that works. With the challenges mounting, parents of young children have again found themselves sequestered at home, staring out windows, wondering anew if the world cares about the seemingly impossible balancing act they have to perform. So just... my heart, this is actually going to be my rave because we talked a little bit. That's not my rave. Trust me, that's
right.
not.
Right.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah. How about that?
But over on Patreon, we're just shouting out like teachers and like parents and daycare providers and just like all of the people right now just like trying their best for kids. To like keep the lights on in places of education and in childcare providing. And like for any of you listening to this, like trying to do a juggling act or like just trying to figure out the next best moves. We love you. We're thinking of you.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to share that on this broader pod too, because a couple people responded on the Patreon episode that are teachers and they're like, oh my gosh, my school can't shut down. Like they need to, because we don't have enough teachers to like do this safely. And someone was like, it's getting so bad at my school that they just passed a law in the state that anyone with a GED or high school diploma could be a substitute teacher like now. Like just get warm bodies in here to like turn on movies. I don't know. But so my rave is just like to really, especially people who are helping bring up these next generations of kids and just doing their best in very challenging circumstances.
And being severely underpaid.
Yeah.
For it.
On top of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. On top of it all.
Yeah.
And like if you're at your breaking point and you know, you need to step back from all that, I get that too. And we like love you and just spreading love to you all here.
Oh my gosh. Okay. It's a lot. I'll tell you what.
It's a lot. And then, you know, but we're happy you're here today with us.
Are you sipping anything?
Yeah, I picked up a the old iced passion
Starbies.
Tea.
Yeah.
We've had a stretch of dry weather with sun. It's cold out.
Oh man.
Yeah, but my mind has gone straight to summer.
Wow.
I'm all the way there. Okay. If it was 5 degrees warmer, I'd be getting popsicles. Like I'm desperate. Like
Yeah. Meanwhile, okay. I'm in Arizona. It's like I'm literally wearing UGG boots.
Yeah.
Like insulated pants and a sweatshirt.
This is a switcheroo.
Switcheroo.
Yeah, Ash is actually me and I'm her.
We've swapped. Yeah.
Swapped. Body swap. Mm-hmm. And then I saw John Mates delivery. Is that what you're primary sipping on? What is that? It looked beautiful.
I asked him to make me a shake. Just like Shakeology, purple. Which is delicious. And then in this little concoction, I have been doing electrolytes in my water, electrolytes, and then the adrenal cocktail.
Yep.
Which I've talked about before, which is just essentially like salt and vitamin C and potassium. Because when you are under stress, your adrenals like go through salt like crazy. And I've been feeling a little like lightheaded. And I'm under stress in any sense, right? Like I'm under stress right now because of the sickness.
Right.
But if you're like a stressed out person or you're not sleeping well or you have a hard week, like all of those things are they're stressors on your body. So
yeah,
I'm doing this, you know,
double fisting.
Juggling, double fisting.
Warby Parker, one of our freaking favorites, was founded with a rebellious spirit and a lofty goal to create boutique quality eyewear at a revolutionary price point. They are committed to providing exceptional vision care online and in stores, offering eyeglasses, sunglasses, eye exams, and contact lenses. Glasses start at $95. Such a steal, including prescription lenses. Try Warby Parker's free home try-on program. Order 5 pairs of glasses to try at home for free for 5 days. No obligation to buy. Ships free and includes a prepaid return shipping label. Try 5 pairs of glasses at home for free at warbyparker.com/sip.
You guys, this, that actually is a very cool thing. So I got hit with the home try-on. I got hit with some ads in Facebook. And then if you like click on an ad, you know, it was for another glass company that I was like, oh, this is really cute. So I clicked on it. And then I was like, oh, no home try-on? That's not going to work. Because how am I supposed to know if I'm going to like them or not? I love the home try-on with Warby Parker.
Yep.
They are very cute. I think they gave us, what, one pair or something? But I have since bought 3 additional pairs, sunglasses, and 2 other prescription glasses.
It's going to be the only place I buy my, like, yes. If I need glasses, yes. I'm like, okay, yes. What does Warby Parker have? Yeah. I'm a lifer.
Lifer. Yeah. And they do have brick and mortar stores if you need to go in and like get them adjusted or anything like that.
And they're
that
so awesome. There are people
you've
are
done
like,
it, right?
Well, I've gone into the Warby Parker close to me multiple times. And every single time I leave thinking like, darn it, I love them.
Yes,
they make it so easy.
Yeah. So you guys got to check them out. You can do your home try-on kit. Try 5 pairs of glasses at home for free at warbyparker.com/sip. I don't know if we need to spell it, but just in case. Warby, WARBYPARKER, warbyparker.com/sip.
Do you want to hit me with your faves?
Ah,
hit
sure.
Hit me with your faves. Do-do, do-do.
All right, I'm going to go in with some of my faves. I got some snacks recently. Wait, some of my favorite things.
That the way you said snacks. That. I've got some. And you guys have got it. Oh, announcement.
What?
Oh,
if you're one of those folks that has thought this, or you've actually messaged this or emailed us this or told us this to our faces where you say, I miss being able to see you guys. Because we used to do our episodes like on Instagram Live and Facebook Live before we actually like made a podcast. And a lot of people tuned in each week. All of our episodes are being recorded now. Mm-hmm. And Chad, Master Chad, is putting them on YouTube. So you can go to our You Can Sip With Us YouTube channel. There's going to be a delay because like that's just how it's going to be. But there's a... We did this banger Patreon episode.
I was going to say.
Sorry. Not all the Patreons are going to be on there.
No, most of them are not.
Probably all of them are not.
Yeah.
But we just thought there was this banger Patreon episode called Sorry, Chad.
Oh, my God.
And you just got to go listen to that. But we put that to kick off. This is the perfect episode to kick off our YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. So that's over on there now. But You Can Sip With Us YouTube is a thing now if you want to actually watch the recordings go down. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, we got that feedback on Instagram.
Yeah.
That
okay, back to your
things up.
Oh, so what? So the whole reason I thought of that is there was this really intense little hand coordination thing that Ashley did when you were hyping up the snacks.
Yeah.
And so I thought you guys might want to go see that on YouTube.
The announcement I thought you were going to say was our merch. I don't know if we're quite ready to launch that yet, but we have Valentine's merch. It's just a quick little thing. 3 styles. We decided on 3 styles. We're obsessed. I don't think it's actually launching today, right? Because we won't have it yet. Aren't we launching it like...
Keep an eye on our Instagram.
Friday? I think we might be launching
it. It's coming real soon.
Yeah. And I actually think...
Thursday?
I think it might... Yeah, I don't remember. Maybe Friday. Patreon peeps are going to get it first. Because it has been selling out. So we decided to stick with the sort of holiday collection, but we've got some really cute Valentine's things coming. So
stuff you can wear after Valentine's too.
Oh yeah, actually.
Some of it. Almost all of it.
All of it, I think. It's the
adorable.
Colors are, but anyway, okay. All right, so 2 things that I have been loving lately. One is, I initially first saw this at Costco. They're like a white bag, blue writing. It says coconut clusters on it. Does that sound familiar to you?
Yeah.
So it's Inno Foods, I-N-N-O Foods. But then as I was strolling the aisles of Target, I saw coconut clusters with dark chocolate drizzle. And I bought it. And John's like, this tastes like a Samoa. Like I'm gluten, you know, I can't have gluten, so I can't have Samoas. But it doesn't have the cookie part of it, I guess. But it does have that very satisfying, like coconutty chocolate thing. So it's Inno Foods coconut clusters with dark chocolate drizzle. And I flew through the bag and I was wishing that it was a Costco size bag, not a Target size, but you know,
right.
This next one is, are they on Amazon? Did you find them? I assume you're up there.
Yeah. I don't know if the price is good, so I'm not going to link them. This is going to be like a Target or Costco trip.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think this is a good deal. Go to Target.
Costco doesn't have the ones with the dark chocolate drizzle. The one they have is good, but the dark chocolate is the...
Where it's at.
Level up.
Yeah.
Then this one is a Costco find, at least by me, and it is by the only bean, crunchy roasted edamame beans.
Ooh.
And they're sriracha flavored, so they're like spicy. But here is what I know. I need to do maybe like a what you need to know on this. I have been really focusing on balancing my blood sugar and supporting my hormone health. So I'm looking at prioritizing protein, healthy fats, and fiber. And so I'm not interested in like what I want to remove, right? I can't have this, can't have that, or whatever, like any of those diet rules, but like what is going to support my body best? And these edamames are crunchy, like they get you with the crunch. They have, I love the flavor, like the sriracha flavor is so good on them, but there's also in like a third of a cup, I'm just going off memory, I think it's like 5 grams of fiber, which is huge, 13 grams of protein, and then it's like, I don't know, maybe 5 grams of fat or something. I don't know. So it has your protein, fiber, and healthy fat in it, and it's like just a very satisfying snack. So
if these are on Amazon as well.
And how's the price?
Good. It's like one of those ones that has a lot of ratings and it's Prime. And so you're like, oh, this is.
Oh, okay.
So
this is legit.
Yeah, it's a 3-pack too.
Multiple flavors?
Sriracha. All sriracha.
Oh, wow. Okay. I wasn't sure.
And it's $13 for 3.
Oh, like, but I do you see the other one that is, I see one that has sea salt and buffalo flavor.
Oh, okay. Combo. So we'll
there's another
both.
3-pack there. Yeah. So you get one sriracha, one sea salt, one buffalo. So there's a few different options. Oh, I might need to check that out.
Looks like this company also does, I'm just looking at this. We should try this edamame spaghetti.
Noodles. Yes.
Some nudes.
Send nudes. If you're on Patreon, you know. okay. Yeah. So those are the two best things that I've eaten, like great little snacks go to. And the coconut one as well has, like, I'm looking at limiting sugar because it's not great for your blood sugar. Of course, I'm still having it, but limiting it. And if I'm going to have it, I want to also have it with like fat or protein or fiber so that those coconut clusters do have some sugar in it, but you also get some fiber from the coconut and then some fat in there. So that's what I'm doing. I'll do a little bit deeper dive on like blood sugar and stuff.
Did you recommend to me, or did you recommend here the Maker's overnight oats?
No, I've talked about oats overnight. I don't know if I talked about it here.
You did,
but I never heard of Maker.
Okay,
overnight oats.
Well, you talked about overnight oats, oats overnight.
Yeah,
and because I had written down because of that. Buy overnight oats because I'm like, oh, I really love overnight oats. They're easy enough to kind of make on your own, but like it's just also nice to have stuff ready to go to mix in. So we're partnering again with Thrive Market this year.
Yeah.
So I was doing a shopping cart checkout on there and they had Maker's overnight oats that were delicious.
What?
Yeah.
Oh
so
God,
I'll find
literally
those.
My order just came through today.
They're not on Amazon.
Oh.
But they are on Thrive. But I, anyway, didn't mean to tangent there, but I meant to thank you for talking about overnight oats. There's the one on Thrive, the Maker's one is like an apple cinnamon overnight oats one. And it's real tasty. I'm going to get some in the fridge tonight for tomorrow.
I don't see it on here. So you're going to have
to. I'll text it to you.
Yeah.
Or I'll link or something.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. 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 Okay. So those are the snacks. Oh, so I have also been, as you guys know, tracking towards my marathon of 52 weeks from now. It's quite a long training.
It's a journey.
Plan. Yeah.
How perfect.
But I bought a calendar and I wrote everything out. I did take this week off because like, no, thank you. Am I interested in what?
No, like, of course you did. You've been, it hurt to hold your phone up.
Yes. Like, no, like, but the reason that I'm calling it out is because I'm in the industry where people prioritize fitness over all kinds of other wellness. Like, oh, I couldn't fall asleep until 2 last night, but I sure got up at 5 to get your workout. And it's like, you're a dumbass. That's not a smart thing to do. That's fucking up your body. And it's not a cool thing. That is not inspiring. And if you have the flu or if you're sick and you're like pushing your body through, that's not doing your body any favors. That's being a total dick to your body. There's lots of ways to be an asshole to your body, and pushing it when you don't feel well or you haven't slept or you've got an injury is like at the top of the list. So that's why I was calling it out, is like, I didn't work out this week. Even though I was feeling better today, I was like, I better not put, because I thought, oh, I'll go for a run today. Like, I'm not even going to push it. Like, why? Why do that to my body? It's still fighting. Like, it is still fighting for me.
Yeah.
So can you tell I'm passionate about that?
Yeah, no, I love it.
It drives me crazy when I see so many people like brag about working out when they haven't fucking slept. What? What?
Something good.
Okay.
Pash in it.
Ash. P-A-S-H. Passionate. Passionate.
Yeah, that was passion.
Oh my God, that is good. Because that is me.
This is why I get paid the big bucks.
This should be changed in Webster to be spelled that way. Oh my gosh. In honor of me. Anyway, okay. But so I have been tracking towards this marathon thing. And Beachbody has this program called 30 Day Breakaway, which I love. I've been doing, it's a running / strength training program, and I've been doing the guided runs. I think I've talked about it here,
which
I love because the runs go really fast. But I did a Google search, and I downloaded an app if anyone wants to get involved in. They don't have just running. They have all kinds of workouts like yoga and meditation and I don't know, all kinds of things. I've only been using it for running, but it's Aptiv, A-A-P-T-I-V. And it has you do have to pay, like I did a week trial or a 14-day trial or something like that. They have a ton of different instructors and a ton, you can filter by like, how long do you want to go out? Do you want a story? Like, do you want it story? Yeah. Do you want inspirational? Do you want music? You want tempo? Like, you know, it's, I don't know. So I've been really enjoying that app because it makes the runs go so fast for me. Especially when you're like playing with speed. So that's AAPTIV app. And then the best thing that I sipped, I cannot wait. Like, I'm so excited, obviously, that you're pregnant. And I'm also so excited for when you're not and she is here, Earthside, with us. Because the seltzer game is still really, really strong.
Banging.
It's really strong.
With no end in sight.
No end in sight. Every time I go,
to be an end in sight.
No.
Yeah.
It felt like, is this a 15 minute of fame kind of thing? Yeah. Like, is it going to fizzle out? It's been going strong. And I, Truly's latest pack, the margarita pack.
Yeah. Saw that one.
Really good.
And you're a margarita, you know,
I'm a margarita girl. Here is the thing. Here's the deal. A lot of times when you have a margarita flavored drink, it's either not good. Like, I've had some of these canned ones. They're not, like Crook and Marker makes one. Someone loves it. I do not. Then Cutwater makes some. If you've seen Cutwater cans, like they make ranch water and all, you know, Paloma and all kinds of things. Theirs have an insane amount of sugar. So the flavor might be there, but it's like 30 grams of sugar per can, which is the same as a Snickers bar. And I'm not having just one can. I'm having 7. So, you know, it's like, I want to be aware, but these margaritas, they remind me a lot of their lemonade pack because they're sweet, but instead of the lemony flavor, it really has that margarita lime flavor to it.
Ooh.
Yeah. I know. So, and the branding is still just so freaking good. Like,
yeah,
give the people at the Truly team a raise. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable how they just keep hitting them out of the ballpark. You want to buy it based on marketing alone.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
They're so good. Nice. So that was the best thing that I drank. I liked all of them. My favorite was the chili mango. Then I liked the watermelon cucumber. Then after that, strawberry hibiscus, and the lime was my least favorite. But all wonderful. Okay.
If you put it in a marg glass and you did a rim.
Yeah.
And you did some ice.
Yes.
And you sat outside in the sun with some chips and salsa and you closed your eyes.
Yes.
Could you think that I was like that you're at a restaurant drinking a margarita?
100%, especially because I don't think restaurant margaritas are very good. So like it's not going to be your top shelf kind of scratch margarita, like a cute scratch taco kitchen that has great fresh margarita. It's not going to be
better than like the mix.
But it's going to be it's going to be similar vibe for what you get at a Mexican restaurant, except for there's no sugar in it, which is beautiful. Like a big win. Big win.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. We talk about BetterHelp a lot on this show, and this month we're discussing some of the stigmas around mental health. For example, some people think you should wait until things are unbearable to go to therapy, but that isn't true. Therapy is a tool to utilize before things get worse, and it can help you avoid those lows. We've been taught that mental health shouldn't be a part of normal life, but that's wrong too. We take care of our bodies with the gym, the doctor, and nutrition. We should be focusing on our minds just as much.
I loved BetterHelp when you can go online. And when we first started partnering with them, I had a different need at the time. I didn't have as much awareness. So you fill out this survey or quiz or whatever based on what you're kind of looking for. And then they will match you with a professional therapist. And then after I went through life coaching, I felt like I got more insight into my mind and some things that I wanted to work through. So I retook the quiz. I said I wanted to be rematched. And you can say what your preference is, you know, male or female, and if it's based on childhood trauma or eating disorder, what, you know, anything, or even just to talk to, you know, like I actually think all of us could use therapy just to have someone to talk to that is trained to help you kind of understand your brain and stuff. But anyway, and so then I got a new therapist, and you can message him. You can message your therapist at any time. You can schedule like phone calls, video chats, just, you know, techno, whatever, back and forth. It's very easy and user-friendly. And if you don't want to be on camera, you don't have to. You never have to leave your house. It, you know, is done right from the comfort of your own home. So you guys got to give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp Online Therapy. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and you can sit with us listeners, get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/sip. That's BetterHelp.com/sip. Okay, call.
I've got a little mixed bag here because I've got two mini what you need to knows and then some product things. Okay.
Okay.
Have you heard about Wordle?
Only because I saw your story last night and then like two stories later, someone else posted about Wordle. And I was like, what is going on?
This is a what you need to know. What the hell's going on with Wordle? This is taking the world by storm. So, and I thought, because I had heard about it through some work people, I thought it was an app. So everything's an app.
That's what
I went to the app store and I put in Wordle and I downloaded this thing and I was like, this is not addicting. This is not that fun.
What's like, all the hype about?
Am I seeing the same thing everyone else is?
Right.
What the hell is going on with the world? Like, this is not. Okay. That is a fake. So what you need to know is don't go to the app store and download Wordle.
That's a good
Wordle tip. Is like a daily mind puzzle where you're trying to guess a five-letter word. You have to go, like if you Google Wordle, the first thing will be, it's like a website that you go to. Okay.
Ourlanguage.co.uk. You think that sounds right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Show me your screen.
Well, I mean, I'm on my phone.
Okay. This? Click on that. Yeah, that's it. The top one.
Power. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you get 6 tries. And the first try is you're just putting in a 5-letter word. Try it.
Okay. Guess the Wordle in 6 tries. Each guess must be a valid 5-letter word. Hit the enter to submit. After each guess, the color of the tiles will change to show you how close your guess was to the word.
Yep. So if you get anything in yellow, like an A in yellow, that will tell you that A's in the word, but it's not in the right order.
Okay.
If it turns green, it's right word, right spot. Or right letter, right spot.
Uh-huh.
And you have 6 tries.
And gray, it says gray.
It's nowhere.
Not in the word, not in the right spot.
And it's nice because on the keypad, it'll tell you like what was green, what was yellow, what was not, right?
So what do? I just type in a 5-letter word?
Type in any 5-letter word.
Happy. Happy.
So that's good. P, you're not maximizing the letters because you're doing 2 P's.
Oh.
Right?
Okay. So Hutch. I'll do Hutch.
There you go. Great. Oops.
Okay. And then what?
Click enter.
All gray.
Nothing.
So then try again.
Yep. Try again.
Okay. Is it gonna smile?
Okay.
Enter. Oh, the S is in the right spot.
Okay.
And then I have a yellow, which means that is an
L. Somewhere.
L. Yep. So it's going to be, is it the same for everyone? Like, did you already do it today? So you know what the word is?
Yeah, I already did it today. Yeah.
Okay. So.
Do you want me to tell you what the word is?
Can you give me another letter that's in it?
R.
Slime. No, because that wouldn't be it. Sully. No, because it's the double of the 2 L's.
Okay, but keep playing with what you just said.
Solely playing with that.
Keep playing with that.
I don't know. S U L.
Something. Do you want me to keep giving you hints?
Give me a hint. Well, because only in real life, no, but because we're recording, it seems like.
To the moon, think about something system.
Okay, solar. Oh, solar.
Punch it in.
System. Boom!
Boom.
Solar system!
They only let you do 1 a day. So then you actually have to wait. It's like a newspaper publishing a thing.
Wow.
I've only done this. I did it the first time. I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. And then yesterday I was like, I wonder what the Wordle is. So I like went on. And then this morning I was like, third day in. I was like, I'm going to get my cup of coffee, sit down, and do the daily Wordle. It is kind of a rush. It's really fun. So now you guys
know. Are you 3 for 3?
Yeah, I'm 3 for 3. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Wow. And
I think it's quite exhilarating. Okay.
That is exhilarating.
Now you guys know about Wordle. And so then when people post those things of like 2, 6, 3, 6, like whatever, it shows you, like if you share it with a friend, it shows you your guesses, like when, right? And so anyway, so that's kind of cool because it'll you know.
I'm going to bookmark this, baby. Wordle. Okay. Is that the whole thing?
Yeah.
Your whole favorite?
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay. My next thing is how to clean out a cast iron pan.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So I have a cast iron pan that I've always wondered, like, what exactly, like, how do we actually clean it?
Yeah, you know? Because there is a specific way.
There is a specific way. And people say, like, do you use soap? Do you not use soap? Like, you know, what do you do? And that's controversial. I Googled, because the other day I made Dutch babies in a cast iron pan.
Oh,
and I Googled, how do I clean this? Right?
Yeah.
And so some people on the internet say, do not use soap. Some people on the internet say, contrary to popular belief, you can use just a little bit. But here are the real keys. Wash it by hand. Obviously, never the dishwasher. You can use, based on the deep dive that I did, I'm like, okay, I'm comfortable using just a little bit of soap. For stubborn food, simmer some water for 3 to 5 minutes and then use like a little pan scraper for anything that's stuck.
Oh.
Okay. And then you don't. So the reason being is you don't want to soak it because that's how you get rust. Mm-hmm. So like a lot of dishes right. you like soak in the sink with like soap right. and water. You don't want to soak it.
No.
Dry. No. After you do that, you want to dry it thoroughly with paper towel or cloth. And then if you notice like black residue on your paper towel, it's okay. It's just a little bit of seasoning. And then at the end, you season it with a little bit of cooking oil or seasoning spray, which I think you can buy on like Amazon.
You mean you seal it or something?
Season. That's what you call it. You season cast iron pans. Wow. So you do a little bit of cooking oil and then you use the paper towel to wipe it into the surface until no oil residue remains. So you're just really kind of working it in. And that's how you clean a cast iron pan.
Wow.
And then you store it. Now you know. Okay. Couple more little things. These are getting into my faves now. A while ago, I think it was like 2 years ago, I had recommended a Bluetooth door lock.
Yes.
I'm upgrading that recommendation.
Okay.
Because the previous one that I recommended... we've been using it now for a while. And if my Bluetooth isn't working or like sometimes it doesn't like connect to my phone, it's annoying. Like having to stand there until it's like, So we upgraded to something called the Ultra Lock. I added this on our Amazon faves, U-L-T-R-A-L-O-Q.
Okay.
U-Bolt Pro. This is a fingerprint situation.
Oh!
Which is way better. Because it works every time.
Yeah.
You can also do like a code. So like if you need to let someone else in or whatever.
Oh, okay. That would be great.
So
that
little upgrade.
That is great.
Okay. I have an update on, we talked about the Golden Globes on Patreon last week. Uh-huh. The big winner, like the best movie or whatever was for drama was Power of the Dog. So Netflix with Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yes. And you said you were going to go.
Chris and I watched it last night. This isn't necessarily a fave. This is a mixed review. Chris said, because at the end of when we watch movies together, we ask, hey, what would you rank that? Uh-huh. And I said, all right. Audience score, it wasn't super enjoyable to watch the whole time. Like, I gave it like a 70 audience score. Uh-huh. But critically, like, it's a slow burn. It is a, there's a, the way things come together is really impressive. I'll put it that way. And then also like going back and doing a deep dive, like I appreciated the movie a lot more after watching it, going and doing a deep dive, like, oh my God, like mind blowing kind of stuff, the acting, the performances, like the cinematography of it. There's quite a few things where like, I can understand the, how a critic score would be high 90s. Like
what is a critic looking at?
I think all the things I just mentioned, like acting, performance, like
subtle
like
things,
directing, writing, like it's an
so
art.
Not how
it's art.
Interesting. Okay, right. The art side of it versus do I enjoy watching it? Is this a good movie? Right. It's like,
yeah.
Okay.
And I think you need both. And so Chris gave it a 0 on everything. He thought this, he said this was unbearable to watch.
Oh, wow.
And then the more I started deep diving on it, the more I liked it.
Your score's going up.
So my score's going up.
Yeah.
And Chris is like, you shouldn't have to do those things to enjoy a movie.
See, he's like me. He's a viewer. That's like me. You appreciate, but that's how you are. Also with music, right? Like if I'm like, if this doesn't slap, I'm out. And you're like, but this is different. This is unique. This is special. This has, it's nuanced. It's got, and I'm like, I don't care about that. If it's not tingling my ears in a good way, I'm out.
Yeah. Power of the Dog is layered.
Yeah.
It's a
slow
burn.
So you can appreciate that.
But it was challenging to get through the first time. But I also been thinking about it today. In a way that I normally don't think about movies. Oh. And Benedict Cumberbatch, whatever, his performance was exceptional.
So makes sense. He won.
Yes. So that's this review of that's probably going to be an Oscar favorite, I would imagine.
Well, and it wasn't just him. Like that thing, when you went through the recap, it like took a lot of shit home, it felt like.
Mm-hmm.
Actor awards and things.
Yes.
Yeah.
I concluded watching Station 11. This is definitely a favorite for me. That is on HBO Max.
Station 11? What's that about?
It is. That's the one about when I gave my like best shows of the year. And I said this is an honorable mention because it's up and coming. It starts off like pandemic, but then it really focuses on like post-pandemic world. And it's a really beautiful story. It's like difficult to like, it's dramatic and there's highs and lows. And then there's parts that are just like so beautiful. So loved that one. And then I'm also watching Yellow Jackets right now on Showtime, which is also an honorable mention. It is a dark and twisted show, highly entertaining, highly recommend.
John and I last night were like sitting down. He's like, what do you want to watch? And we literally just finished Squid Games last night.
Yeah.
And I didn't even finish the final. I was like, this is it. The final episode is boring and stupid. So I was like, all right, well, this is dragging on too long, so I'm over it. Yeah. They should have ended it as episode earlier and I went to bed and I was like, did I miss anything? But yeah, that's how far behind we are. He's like, what do you want to watch? I'm like, well, we got to finish. We also just finished Survivor.
Yeah.
This week, which I don't know how behind we are on that, but we just finished Survivor. I thought it was good, but I didn't care about any of the final three, really.
Yeah.
Like they weren't my faves, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, we're very behind. So you're on the up and you're on the up and coming. But again, I've talked about this. I think because it's not for not trying. We watch a lot of TV, but it's sports in this house. Like sports.
Yeah.
That's, you know, it's play. It seems like it's always fucking playoffs in one sport or another. It's like, can't miss this game. I don't know.
Oh, but so this is on tonight.
Yeah. Right. So it's like, okay.
There's a great playlist on Spotify if you're listening or looking for something to listen to that's more chill. It's The Cabin in the Woods.
The Cat in the Woods? What? What?
Cabin in the Woods.
Cabin in the Woods. Okay.
Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah.
Cabin in the Woods on Spotify. It's got some Taylor Swift in there, like, but it's very like Taylor Swift folklore. It's got some Harry Styles, but it's like chill. It's Cabin in the Woods vibe. So if you're looking for that, highly recommend. It's good for the time of year.
Yeah.
Favorite thing I drank, and I'm wrapping up here. Favorite thing I drank, this isn't anything new to the world or anything that exciting. But,
okay, but
pregnancy, different things slap where you're like, oh my God, has anyone ever had this before? This is the most amazing thing.
Yeah.
The other day, for whatever reason, Chris had, he's like ordered a root beer. We're like going through the drinks. I'll take a root beer. I had a sip of it. And I was like, stop the world right now.
Stop it right now. What is this new?
Root beer slaps.
And it's caffeine free.
Root beer.
So you can have as much as you want, Colleen.
Slaps.
Yeah. That's
Have
that's
you ever
true.
Had root beer?
Huh?
Have you? When's the last time you had root beer?
John drinks a root beer every night.
Really?
He does. But he drinks Zevia root beer. Root beer every single night. I haven't had one in a while. But I probably have one once a year, a couple times a year. I don't know.
Yeah.
I love them. I remember root beer floats as a kid. One of the best. It was like s'mores and root beer floats were like the best desserts because they were kind of like fun.
The best. You know?
Yeah.
The absolute best.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Don't sleep on the root beer, guys.
Oh, and then the favorite thing I ate, and I posted this on our stories. If you're not following us on Instagram, at You Can Sip With Us, this is a classic call, little weekend, once or twice a year thing. Dutch Babies. It's the easiest things to put together. The most delicious, yummy little pancake. We made those yesterday, and it just feels special. Like if you're hosting a brunch, like make Dutch Babies.
It seems like it would be very hard.
Oh, they're very easy. Not. Yeah, it's very, very easy. But it feels like very elaborate.
Yes.
And amazing.
Yeah.
All right. There you have it.
Oh, HelloFresh, our tried and true's been around on this show for a while, and it's not going away. It is one of our favorites. And if you don't know what they are, HelloFresh is farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. You're going to skip the grocery store altogether, thank goodness, and make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. It is America's number one meal kit for a reason. I feel like the new year is a great time to focus on what is most important to you. And whether that be is saving money by ordering out less or learning to cook, picking up a new skill, or maybe prioritizing your wellness and wanting to have more, you know, nutrition in your diet. HelloFresh is here to help with endless options to make cooking at home simple and enjoyable. They also have dessert. So don't you dare forget about that. You don't can satisfy your sweet tooth with seasonal limited time goodies like Dunkaroos cookie dough or Vanilla Delight cheesecake. They give you the flexibility you need to easily customize your order online or in the app. You can easily change your delivery day, food preferences, and plan size, or even skip a week whenever you need to.
Yeah, like we're headed out on a little trip. We decided to, it was so easy. Chris and I are regular customers. We decided to take a little skip. That way we're not just like having something sit at the door. And they make it so easy. So it totally is flexible around your life. Just last night we made, and we posted this on our Instagram because it's one of our favorites, but whenever we see it come up on the HelloFresh menu, we always snag it, the poblano corn chowder with like, it comes with this, it's not garlic bread. It's like Old Bay toast buttery bread that you whip up, and it was so easy to put together, but you sit down and you're like, oh, this is just a delicious homemade meal, but I didn't have to plan it. I didn't have to go to the store and think about everything I need, but I reap the benefits, and you still put in enough work. Like the steps are super easy to follow, but everything's pre-measured and cut. So you do just enough to where you like, okay, I did this. I am enjoying the cooking, but I'm enjoying just the best parts of it.
It's like a home cooked meal without all the headache.
I'm making the magic without the admin hassle. So you guys go to HelloFresh.com/sip16 and use our code SIP16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. That's HelloFresh.com/SIP16. Use our code SIP16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. All right.
All right.
All I got's a rave left.
Okay.
A rant.
Okay, I was like, how is that? How have you not? Okay, Miss Positive Polly.
No, so maybe you sandwich me because all I've got is a little rant.
Okay. What is my rant? So what I wrote is, when you blow your nose and nothing fucking happens, just still snot.
This was a bad moment. You were pissed.
Because that is so true. I was like, I forgot that I put that in there, but I remember when it happened, I blew my nose because I couldn't breathe through my nose and a bunch comes out, but no relief. Like still, then a second I pulled the tissue away, cannot breathe, still cannot breathe. It's like, how are you so backed up with snot that like when I forcefully throw a tornado at you to get a bunch of snot out, you just refill the tanks? Like, where is this reserve coming from? How is this possible? It's insane the amount of snot your body can produce. And it is so unsatisfying when you blow your nose to no relief, like nothing, just nothing. And then last night, the stuffy nose, I was eating. And, you know, when your nose is, you don't even think about this kind of stuff, but I was eating. And normally when you eat, you can breathe in between, but not when you're stuffy nose. So you have to like, you chew and then you have to stop and open with a mouthful of food to take a breath through your mouth before you can close it again to continue chewing. Because it's like, normally you would just take a breath. No, you can't do that. You can't do that with a damn stuffy nose. It's unbelievable how much snot your body can produce. That is my rant. When you can't, you blow your nose and nothing fucking happens, just still snot.
I can feel the moment you were in when you thought, you know what? I'll take out my phone. I'm writing this down before I forget.
Put this down. This pisses me off. This pisses me right off.
Okay. My rant. Okay. So, and Chris will be the first one to like, he actually kind of said this, so I don't want to make him feel bad because he went out of his way to get me a really nice gift for Christmas. And we had decided, hey, we're only going to go like kind of small because we have the Airbnb we're trying to get up and running. And like, it's just been a lot of using the credit card. It's on fire a little bit. So we're like, and then Christmas and things and like just stuff. And so let's try and chill. We don't need to buy a ton of gifts for each other. So under the Christmas tree is like this gift from Santa. So it's not from Chris. And it was a new iPhone because for those of you who've been around a while, you know, I don't upgrade shit ever. I just let it ride.
Yeah.
And so sometimes Chris makes a joke and he calls himself his my handler.
Yeah. Yes.
Because there's certain things that just will never get done unless Chris was in my life. And upgrading technology is definitely one of them. So it was much needed. Super nice gift. Right. But like, and then also if it wasn't for Chris, it would never get set up. Like nothing would ever happen. So, you know, it's the night where he's like, okay, I'm going to set up your new phone. And I'm like a little nervous because I like hate doing the logins and I hate all the things and did everything come over. And there's a certain amount of stress when you're feels like you're sort of making a jump to a cliff, but you're going over a canyon, you know, where you're like, I'm just going to close my eyes and run really fast and jump and hope the new phone all works out. And so we get the new phone set up and it's really pretty. Like it's beautiful. Yeah. Like I've got a nice case on it. It's a little faster. I've got more storage. But like you do all that work, you get it all set up, you got this new phone and it's exactly like the old one.
Right. Right.
Yeah. It doesn't feel how it should feel.
Like you've upgraded your life.
It doesn't feel that good. Yeah. Anymore. The changes incremental. It's just sort of a letdown. Right. You're like, oh, cool. I have a new phone. Same notepad as my old one. Right. Same. And you want it to be the same. So I don't really know what I want.
Right.
You want all your pictures to be there and you want your thing set up how you had it last time. But then it's exactly. Right. It's like I just bought a new car, but I bought the same make and model.
Right.
And the same color. I didn't even get
and
a new color.
And it's just one year newer. So
yeah.
It's like
the same.
Yeah.
But I just had to do all the paperwork and financing and talk to someone for 4 hours and like.
Yeah.
And yet here I am. The exact same place I was.
It's the exact same. Yeah. I think that's a very fair point. And I know exactly like this excitement. I feel the same about like the Apple Watch, you know? It's like, oh, yes, I can't wait to get it. And then you get it and you're like, oh, okay. Oh. Same. Nothing really changed.
Cool.
Same exact experience.
Yeah. All right. What's your rave?
My rave. I think this is just like goes to show I was, you know, sick. So what I wrote is when you do your skincare early and you don't have to do anything before bed, because does this ever happen to you? So I'm a nighttime shower. I prefer to shower at night. And the other night I was like so tired and I was thinking, oh God, I got to go get ready for bed. I'm like, no, I don't. I already did that. I've already done. All I have to do is get up from my chair. I have to brush my teeth, but like my nighttime skincare is like 6 steps.
Yeah.
It's like my cellar water and then the cleansing balm and then the other foaming cleansing wash. And then I have to let it dry. And sometimes I do hyaluronic acid and then I layer on my Curology. And then after that soaks in and dries, then I have to do my moisturization. And then if I really want extra moisture, then I also lock that in with like, you know, some sort of other balm or something. So it's like multiple steps.
Yeah.
I feel like sometimes I'll be like going to bed and I'm like, all right, I'm going to, you know, go get started on my skincare routine. And like 30 minutes later, John comes in and we're about the same, like we get to go to bed at the same time because it's a very lengthy process. Yeah. So then when I gift myself with deciding when I've got energy, why don't I just do my skincare now, like 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock or something like that, right? Then I just go wash. But I had forgotten on this day. And so I'm getting tired and I'm not feeling well, blah, blah, blah. And then I'm like, oh, you little vixen. You took care of your skin earlier. You just have to get up and go to bed. You don't have to even think about it. Just brush your teeth.
Dude.
And it just felt like a nice little gift to myself. I didn't have to do skincare before bed.
Wow.
Even though I had already done it. Yeah, wow. That was my big rave for the week.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Felt like a gift. Woo. Felt like a gift, I tell you what.
All right. Well, you guys. It's a gift being with you every week
here. Oh my gosh.
You can listen to us always. This is such a nicer sign off than Patreon.
Yeah.
Well, our new Patreon sign off. I'll revise it. Our old Patreon sign off was also very nice and cute. And now it's taking a turn.
Yeah. taking a turn already.
This one's so nice. Because we really do love y'all. Tap the 5-star. Leave us a nice note in the review. It helps keep the pod going. Tell a friend. And
you can sit with us always.
Always. We will see you, next Tuesday. Bye. What more you can sit with us? How about another round of your favorite podcast? We
Sign me up. Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad free. You can sign up. Go to patreon.com/ You Can Sip With Us, or download the Patreon app and search You Can Sip With Us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.